the key differentiator. When Jesus asks us to love our enemies, he highlights that this is the only key differentiator a believing Christian holds. There are many who are kind, sacrificial, service-oriented, help the needy, etc. Only a true Christian can demonstrate love for enemies the way Jesus did. God made us his enemies, his children, Colossians 1, 21 and 22. This one powerful argument defeats any reservations we may have. We have benefited from God's undeserving love. We need to offer others the same benefits. Jesus draws out a line of thought on what motivates this unique love in a Christian. Acknowledging our enemies as God's potential children. If we feel others are undeserving, what about us who've been equally undeserving? When God has opened his doors to everyone to be his children, it is our job to guide others to these doors. That makes us worthy children of God, Matthew 11:45. Accept them using the same means and love God did. Matthew 11:44 says, "But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." The world is filled with prayers for the persecuted, ignoring the persecutors who need our prayers more, as directed by Jesus, Matthew 11:44. Achieve differentiation and recognition as God's children. Our lives revolve around our families and those we love. What are we doing for those who don't really care for us, but who also need God desperately? Perfection can only come by loving those whom we hate, or in other words, those whom we love less, Matthew 11:46 and 47. Advance towards perfection. The perfection we aim at is nothing less than the perfection of God and Christ himself. In Matthew 11:48, Jesus says, "Therefore, you are to be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect." God does not differentiate. On the most important matters, God blesses everyone alike. His blessings of rain, sun, etc. Most importantly, he has covered everyone under the blood of Christ. Only those who do not accept that are unsafe. On God's side, all are covered. Matthew 11:44b says, "For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and unrighteous." When we differentiate, we distance ourselves from God, we deny what God has intended for them in us, and dilute God's value. Have we cleansed our perception to view everyone, including the most unlovable, as God's children? Are we seeking to reach out to them in love? Are we striving for perfection as God is perfect?